Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, gents, today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to talk about a little bit behind the scenes, why I started this podcast, how it's different than all my other multimedia out there. And this actually came up, my friend Simon Sander over at Entrepreneur Decoded. He said, you know, hey, I want to do an interview with you, talk a little bit about more of the history. Why did you create this podcast? He runs Oscar Hamilton. It's a podcasting agency. And he wanted to do 5 text-based interviews. Now, one of the secrets why I had no problem doing this podcast, but I hate typing and writing and doing text things, is I cannot type to save my life. Hence, adding a podcast to my video production, and that's what really this is. If you understand what this podcast actually builds and enhances my videography work over at the Real Men Real Style YouTube channel. And so when Simon asked me to do this, I'm like, oh, I agree. But then for some reason, I thought the interview was verbal. I thought it was going to be audio. It turns out he wanted it text. And then that's a nightmare for him because text is just something I don't mind writing. I don't mind, especially if it's, you know, it is something I enjoy. It's a very clear way to be able to put down your thoughts, but it is something that takes a lot out of me. And, you know, I still wanted that. I told him I would get this to him. So I'm like, okay, how can I do this in a way that's going to work for both of us? So I'm like, hey, let's just create a podcast episode in which I go through and I answer his questions. I'm then going to have him, the way my system works is I will then go through and have this transcribed. I will then have that transcription taken and written into a nicely written article. So both of those actually will go on my website and he will get a version of that. Maybe the second one won't, because I don't like duplicate content out there on the web. But in case you're wondering, this podcast, like I mentioned, prepares me for before I go in and film a video. Because I would find when I film a video, sometimes it would take me an hour to go through, get through all the points. I would record like 40 to 50 minutes, sometimes, you know, an hour of content that will then my video editor will then cut down to 9 minutes, to 12 minutes, to 8 minutes. Now, if I actually record this podcast before, I find that I've already talked through everything. I feel better about what I'm about to discuss in that video. And therefore, I'll take that, let's say it would take me 60 minutes to film that video, probably takes me closer to 40 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to film that video. And we're still going to edit it down to a 10-minute, 12-minute video. But I was able to roll off the points, usually a bit stronger. Sometimes I've been able to knock through them in 15 minutes with very few cuts needing to be made. So that's one of the reasons and why it was so easy for me to get into this podcasting. But so I'm going to go ahead and repeat the questions that he is asking me, and then I'm going to go ahead and answer them. Now, if you want more, definitely go check out the show notes. It's going to be over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 79. In those show notes, you can just simply read through it. And if that's easier for you, definitely go check. I've got show notes for all of my podcasts. I've got videos that actually replicate and work with almost all of my podcasts. And of course, I've got many other things at Real Men Real Style, like a free app that takes all my best information and boils it down so you can consume it right there. I've got coaching that you can decide if you want to be a part of and work with me one-on-one. We've got that available. So without further ado, what's your background, Antonio, and what is your podcast about? So my background is for the last decade in men's style. I started off owning a small custom clothier, and I realized I was pretty good at creating content. And I did this content, I created it because I needed to learn more about what I was selling, what the customers I'm working with to better serve them. So I created all of this content. First, written content, which was very painful. And then I realized, you know, there's not much video out there being made from a guy with my qualifications, with my experience, with my background. So I started creating those videos. And then the podcast is something for a lot of my friends. John Lee Dumas. This guy has been advocating the power of podcasting for years. He's built an entire multi-million dollar business off of this. And I took it to heart. I'm like, you know, I should at least give it a fair shake. And for me, a fair shake is at least 100 episodes. And so I'm like, I'm going to commit to doing that. And I brought in a podcast editor who helps take care of everything. Colin, you are awesome. And really, it just simply, this podcast is an extension of my website, of my mission at realmenrealstyle.com, which is to help men use clothing as a weapon to get what they want out of life. Because I feel so many men really shoot themselves in the foot. They don't do themselves justice by the way they present and dress, because we're told by society it doesn't matter, yet it does. Everyone is making split-second decisions based off of what we see and what we quickly internalize and make a snap judgment on. And I want men to be able to own their image. So the motivation behind starting the podcast was kind of the fear of missing out on an opportunity. I didn't see too many podcasts, really almost any podcasts out there about men's style. So that was the big thing. It's like, I want to be out there and I want to own that real estate. I want to be the established guy creating this content. The idea of the podcast is simply, it plugs into my workflow when I'm creating video. So what I do initially is we'll come up with a series of topics and ideas. Oftentimes then we'll go through and we'll write out and break out the points. Then we'll go through and we'll write the actual article. I've got writers that can write that can do the research. Then I'll go in, make a decision. Is this something? Because we write a lot of articles which never see the light of day in terms of being part of a video or being part of a podcast. But for some of my better ones, I'm like, okay, this can be made into a video. If that decision is made, then to prepare for the video, I will come in here and record the podcast. And the podcast allows me to talk through the points. And in real time, I'm kind of always thinking, okay, how is this going to play out on video? And because the podcast is a longer form of content, it just works better to enable me to be able to lay this stuff out there. And I can make mistakes on the podcast. Don't have to worry about editing it out as much, although Colin will do a great job and clean up a lot of my edits. I do find that I feel a bit more relaxed. I'm not on video right now. I'm actually recording this podcast in my undershirt. I've got my dress shirt. I've got to go iron it. I've got to press it, get everything ready, turn on the lights in my studio. So the podcast and the preparation for it to me is a lower bar than what I have for my video. So what went into launching the initial podcast? Well, it wasn't just going to release one. I wanted to have 10 podcasts completed. I had spoken with enough people that had done podcasts that I knew there is a basic method for getting started. You want to be ahead of the game. You don't want to be the day before recording a podcast. And that's something I try to avoid. And why this works out really well in my workflow, because now I'm finding I'm getting out weeks and even months ahead in terms of the podcast. But the other part was making sure I had a podcast editor. For me, the podcast I've got to see a return on my investment for it to make it something that I'm going to continuously invest in. Every month, I pay a set amount to my podcast editor, and he gets a set number of podcasts that are sent to him. He then goes through and he edits them. He prepares the show notes and he gets it. Basically, it is very simple for me. And I've learned that if I don't make things simple, they're just not going to get done. And I wanted to avoid that. I didn't want to go out there and create 10 podcasts and then never make any more. I've seen what happens to those podcasts, and that's kind of a waste of time. It's a waste of effort, and I just didn't want this podcast to be that. So like I said, I was looking for, this is going to go on for at least a couple of years, and we're going to have at least 100 episodes. And at that point, I'll take a step back. I'm going to assess where we're going with it. Has it been something I've enjoyed? Has it been something I've been able to see a return on investment on? And is it something I want to continue to run into the future? So how have I attracted listeners and grown the podcast? So one of the things that I haven't done well is I haven't gone out there and promoted it on other podcasts. That's something that I have to admit, I was a little bit hesitant to call in favors of friends that have sizable podcasts, like my buddy Brett McKay over at The Art of Manliness or Jordan and AJ over at The Art of Charm. As much as I would like to get on their podcast and promote it, I've really wanted to first off see if it's something that I'm enjoying and that I can develop a voice with. So for me, the podcast has been promoting it to my own audience, my own social media presence. We've got almost, I think, 100,000 likes on our Facebook page. We've got a group of about 40,000 men. I promote it in my email list. Other places I promote it right on my website. I've got banners that send traffic to it. So I do know that we're getting up, and I've been consistent in the release date of the podcast. So every Wednesday, we have a podcast going out. Occasionally, we'll release a bonus one. But mostly they've been going out pretty much every Wednesday. So I feel being consistent, promoting it via my own channels has been pretty much the way we've promoted. What's your business model and how have you grown your revenue with having the podcast? Okay, so this one has been a little bit difficult because my business model is all about selling information products and advertising over mostly on my YouTube channel and on my website. We've also got advertising on our website. We have affiliate relationships with other products. So the podcast, as a way of reaching a number of listeners, just was a natural extension of that. I've resisted bringing in my sponsors. And this is a way I have had a couple sponsors that have specifically asked for the podcast. But I do find that most people come to me, they're wanting to pop up on my YouTube channel. They're wanting to pop up on my website. The podcast I look at, and again, taking a note from Brett McKay over at The Art of Manliness, he told me it's a slow burn. It is something that you need to make sure that you're going to be able to spend the time doing it. You want to grow it. And now I know he's been able to grow and build an audience that it's very profitable for him to be able to bring in sponsors. And for me, that's what I wanted to do first. So the business model was to support my other revenue generating funds, but actually first to create that audience and then go ahead and start to monetize it. Am I at a point yet that I could start probably monetizing? I would say yes. But it is something right now I'm kind of enjoying what it is. I enjoy that it's part of my process. And I do actually have a number of people that are listening to the podcast. So thank you very much if you're listening. And they actually reach out to me. They say, you know, we love it. Great content you're putting out there. So, you know, right now it's more of a personal enjoyment. What are the biggest challenges you've faced and obstacles you've overcome when it comes to running the podcast? If you had to start over, what would you do differently? Okay, so initially, it was something that I was pushing time limits or pushing my ability to be able to get it out, get it to my editor in time for him to be able to make the Wednesday deadline. Even though I had 10 podcasts initially in the queue and we were ahead by like 2 months, it was something that I didn't make part of my production's schedule immediately. And I waited those 2 months and all of a sudden I realized it's Monday, we don't have a podcast going out. And there were numerous dates in which I didn't get it done, partly because the podcast isn't one of my top five priorities. So would I, you know, do anything differently? I can't say I would. I've actually done things and I feel in a manner that I've naturally, you know, if this podcast was something that would be a higher priority for me, it probably would be something that I would have pushed other things out of the way to make time for it. But when it comes down to it, I'm not going to do this at home. I have an office and I try to maintain a clear separation between my work and my family. I don't like the idea of, you know, going back with my smartphone. I did a lot of traveling. I launched this podcast right before I took a 6-month trip around the world with my family. And that was something that was difficult at times. I remember I was in Ukraine and I had to record. I didn't even bring proper recording equipment with me. I don't know what I was thinking, but I basically was speaking under a blanket with a microphone that was attached to my phone, and it worked out well. I was able to get the job done. Colin did say that my quality went down a bit, but I would say that was the hardest thing, is actually balancing the travel and making sure that I wasn't taking away time from my family. Because as much as I love creating the podcast, for me, you know, this is I only get to live this life one time, and I want to spend as much time as I can right now when my kids are young, because I can hold them hostage and they can't go anywhere. When they get older, I guess they're going to be able to run away and go off and do their own thing. But right now, I'm just I'm just a dedicated dad who's also dedicated to helping men dress better. And that's kind of the balance that I run. Have you found anything particularly helpful or advantageous? Again, making this podcast as a clear part of my content creation formula is probably the best thing that I did, because if I'm going to film a video, I always know, hey, I can quickly record a podcast. I'm naturally already putting out 4 videos a week. So it is something, hey, in theory, I could do 4 podcasts a week. It doesn't happen because I don't feel all of the things I'll be like. I did one of the, I think it was 59 sharp dressed men just the other day. That one is so visual, it's not really going to work in a podcast. I could go through and name them, but you're going to have to go to the show notes to me to be able to see what it is I'm talking about. Although, I guess it could be argued that I could go over individual images and talk specifically about the men and the photos, but that one right there was so visually focused, I decided it wouldn't work with a podcast, or it wouldn't work without a lot more work in detail, more than I was going to give up. So it is something I choose, I'm pretty selective on which ones actually become part of the podcast. What's your advice for podcasters who are just starting out? Well, my thing, and again, I'm going to refer back to John Lee Dumas. We ran a program together called High Speed Low Dragon. We helped veterans transition out of the military. It's still there if you wanted to go check it out. And John did a number of great interviews. But when he talked about some things in life are heavy, some things in life are light. And for me, I would say if this podcasting deal is heavy, if literally you don't feel energized after recording a podcast, if you don't feel better, is it really the right thing for you? Because I'm not going to say that podcasting is going to solve all your business problems or is even going to help your business. I know people that simply podcast because they just enjoy it and they enjoy reaching more people. I had one friend, he had put together over 250 episodes of a podcast, and then he decided he's just going to end it. Because you do need to realize there is an end game. Nothing goes on forever. You do not go on forever. And so you definitely want to have clearly your goals of the podcast. I call this podcast the Personal Image System Podcast, because when we launched it, I had a course that was called the Personal Image System, and I was going to be launching it. So part of the podcast, us putting it together, was simply to be able to close more sales over there, because I knew if I just closed a few of them, the podcast would pay for itself. Did it? Yes, it did actually bring in some new clients. But now what's happened is that program I'm actually closing up. I decided that I didn't want to do that program. I didn't like the name of it. Now this podcast technically has that legacy name. I may be changing the name of the podcast, going with something maybe more generic, just the RMRS podcast, the Real Men Real Style podcast. But my advice to a podcaster just starting out is to make sure that you're clear on where you're going to go with this, how you're going to make it grow, how you're going to be able to exit it if it doesn't work for you. And to be honest with yourself, is podcasting the right thing to do? To this day, still video is much more enjoyable to me than podcasting. Actually, writing text is not more enjoyable than podcasting. So where does this fall? It falls, I would say, in the happy medium. It's enjoyable, but it's not something I'm running and fighting to get to do. It's part of my production process. So if I'm only doing it once a week, doing a few of these in a single day, yeah, I'd say it's enjoyable and it worked out well for me. Where can we go to learn more? Well, like always, guys, go check out realmenrealstyle.com/episode79. I've got show notes for all of my podcast episodes. And more importantly, at Real Men Real Style, I've created a great place where you can go and get free apps. You can take, I've got a free course there for you. I've got just so many great things at your fingertips that you can grab for free. But what I've realized is that free isn't going to solve all the problems, because if it was, people would be beating down the doors to libraries to get all the information. But nobody does. Nobody, you don't see libraries opening up and waves of people running in. Maybe if libraries had Black Friday, that would happen. But if you need more, if you're looking for advanced coaching, if you're looking to work with me and my team one-on-one, we've actually got that program available, so definitely go check it out. It's called right now the Style System VIP. Who knows what I'll call it in a year, but it's a new program that I've just launched, and I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. But if you want more, again, I guess you can go check out. Just type in Antonio Centeno, Real Men Real Style out there on the web. You will find it. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.